Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, here I am sitting waiting for intro music and there isn't any. Yes, that's right. I got all kinds of lazy this week, didn't rebuild an intro thing, and last week when I discovered I could, I deleted all of them. So I don't even have any of those annoying ones from back then to inflict upon you. But here we are again. Once again, it's Monday, February 25th of 2019. This is episode, I think, 119. And there's been a lot of stuff going on lately, and I haven't quite got everything settled down, but... And I was extremely lazy this afternoon. I did discover something this afternoon, though. I am not a stay-at-home anything at this point. I'm going to have to make sure I've got stuff for me to do because this stay-at-home stuff is not my bag. Anyhow, Eva, how are you doing this evening?
I'm pretty groovy. No, it does get kind of, it is boring. I mean, when you don't have something to occupy your hands and your mind.
I'm sorry, did you have something to say over there? Hold on a second. If you're going to start that, hold on.
What?
Okay, make sure your mic is somewhere close. Let me mute mine.
I don't know. You can't hear anything.
Now, what?
You can't hear anything.
I can.
Really?
Hey, Miss Eva.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
How are you?
Yeah.
Okay, so while he was saying that he did, I'm sorry, while you were saying that it's hard to stay at home, you know, when you don't have anything to occupy you or keep you occupied, yes, that is quite true. It is very hard to stay at home when you don't have anything to keep you occupied or keep you busy or whatnot. But Mr. Gray could have been focusing on a lot of things today.
Okay, remember, we are live right now on the air. So maybe we don't want to give out too much information.
No, there's a couple of things. There's okay. Hold on. Okay, she's fine.
Okay, you are live again, Miss Kim.
Yeah. Now I have to come over here and talk in her microphone.
Oh.
Now,
okay.
Go ahead and.
I was at work today, Miss Eva. So you know, I was busy staying occupied, and yeah.
Go ahead, snitch me off.
I come home and I'm thinking, okay, Jim's still working on the show. I'm expecting outlines and, you know, stories that he's, because we talked about things that he could research, you know, and talk about on the show tonight. And I'm thinking, oh, he's going to have a fantastic show tonight. Miss Eva, I walk in the house and he's sitting at the table with his computer. And I'm thinking, oh, okay. He's doing something now. Mr. Gray was watching YouTube videos, Miss Eva. Mr. Gray was watching Uber driver. No, ma'am. Hold on. Mr. Gray was watching Uber videos on YouTube. Uber drivers in Los Angeles.
What was the deal with
them? Oh, I'm sorry. They were a Ferrari. Yeah, the Uber driver was driving a Ferrari in Los Angeles. And he was like, but Uber drivers, Los Angeles. Meanwhile, my Monday, I stepped in Monday this morning and I have not been able to get it off the sole of my shoe since I walked out. Basically, since I got out of bed this morning. But that's okay. I got this. Yeah, that's my story, and he's sticking to it.
When you said said YouTube, though, I thought he was maybe watching something a little bit more productive on YouTube.
I was hoping, yes, ma'am, I was hoping, you know, something about, you know, what's going on with the president going to, you know, Vietnam to meet with Kim Jong-un, or I don't know what's going on with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, or, oh, your favorite person. Have you heard of your favorite person? Yes. Did you hear what she came up with this time today? It's like she goes home every night and throws a dart. Well, apparently today she's telling everybody, since the world's going to end in 12 years, we need to stop having children.
Yeah, she is.
Did you hear that?
She said that. Yeah, she said that a couple of days ago. But she's just a total complete idiot. As
yeah.
I said countless times, if she was my child, I would slap the stupid out of her. And she just drives me absolutely crazy. But I was.
Well, she's an embarrassment. She's an embarrassment.
She's a
not only to liberals, but she's an embarrassment to women. I mean, she makes us look bad.
Oh, for sure. But unfortunately, what they're doing is they're priming her for presidency. So that is the real sad thing, because if people keep falling into this trap, instead of, you know, if they quit watching TV and then learn to relearn how to think for themselves, then that would be great. But
we've
become
Absolutely.
So dumbed down that it is it's pathetic.
Well,
so.
I'm looking at the generation that's coming up, because I have an 18-year-old son.
Right.
And him and his friends, they seem to be pretty conservative, and they seem to have a really good grip. The ones, I have a feeling that the ones that are coming up in this next generation aren't going to put up with all the bullcorn that the Gen Xers have tried to pull on
Generation them. Z, Generation Z is a little bit different than
ladies,
the.
If y'all want to have a girl conversation or whatnot, I'll be more than happy to get you guys each other's phone numbers.
Well,
Thomas,
right?
Okay.
Well, I want to know you were still here, Jim. Oh, there you are. You are. Sorry about that.
Miss Tina,
I'm going to
get off of here then.
Okay, honey. Nice talking to you. Okay.
When you hear that little tone in your ear, that little beep, it means you've been muted.
Dude.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be I'm not trying to be pesky. I'm just trying to let you know, when you hear that tone, your microphone's been turned off. A while ago, when I turned off the microphone, you kept talking, and she kept talking to you, and she couldn't hear you at all unless it was over my mic. So I'm just trying to educate.
You know,
I have absolutely no problem. As a matter of fact, the voices that you were just hearing is definitely going to be a part of rote broadcasting in the future, whether she likes it or not, because I know.
Hazard moment.
Oh, right. So now she's like poking me. Jess, tell her about our Dukes of Hazard moment. And I'm not poking hard, but just, you know. Okay.
Okay.
You am.
I am trying,
trying to
help find. Okay. It was a big vote today in front of the Senate as far as the infanticide. So I'm trying to find out what the
Born Alive bill.
Right. I was trying to find out the results of that.
It failed 53-44.
Oh, okay.
I do have that article up. We will get to that. We will touch on that.
She's really proud of her Duke's of Homer.
Well, we'll get to that story. In fact, that's going to be the first story up. Let me see what this one is real quick. Oh, well, okay. Yeah, I can switch those two. That's not a problem. That'll be the first story up now. So that's what we're going to get to here in a minute at the National Review. Senate fails to pass Born Alive bill. Folks can look it up real quick if they want to. The nationalreview.com. Anyhow, she took me out the other night. She took me out night before last, other night, whatever. She took me out to get crawfish. Mud bugs is what some people call them. The crawfish looks to me like a little baby lobster. Yada 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 yada. So we got to introduce me to some of the local cuisine. But she's developed this habit. When I do need information or know what I need to go or which direction I need to go, when I do need that information, she's usually over there being very quiet and not, so I have to ask. But when there's like flashing signs that say things like railroad tracks and the yellow sign with the crossbar, and I can even see the hill and it's high enough that the stop sign on the other side, I can only see half of it, that's when she speaks up and says. So I was being a smartass. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, for those that don't know, I have been known something of a smartass. And since I didn't take into consideration the height of the stuff, now keep in mind, you know, most stop signs are like 6 feet off the ground, at least 6 feet off the ground. And this one set of railroad tracks was like up the side of a 5.5-foot hill. Instead of going ahead and slowing down or whatever, I punched it. Fortunately, the stop sign was not for us. There was another road that comes in on the angle. The stop sign was not for us. Otherwise, I would have probably gotten in trouble for running a stop sign. If there was a police officer there. Because, yes, we ramp-jumped the little 2014 Jeep Cherokee, or no, Jeep Renegade, which is not meant for off-road use, really. I mean, you know, they kind of say it is a little, but not really. Yeah, ramp jumped it up a 5.5-foot hillside on one side, went over the tracks, over the other road that was on the other side of the tracks, landed like next to the stop sign. If there was going to be a police officer there, I was going to be like, well, sir, huh?
Did you take out the oil pan?
No, did not take out the oil pan. However, when you're driving around and you see these little Jeep Renegades running around, you'll notice that they set pretty high up off the ground. Yes, we landed pretty much front wheels first, which is not the ideal way to do that. And yes, there is a little pavy rash on the other side of the front, underside of the front bumper. She says that there was a 5-second. What in the hell? Oh, good gravy. What's going on here? Why is this talking trash like that? I know why. I'll bet I told it. Okay, we're going to have to take a 15-minute. Are we able to do
negative.
Put together another show for the last 45? Crap.
Shoot. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Or the last hour and... Yeah.
That's
it.
Go ahead.
I ended up setting it up for a 15-minute show. What
you
moron?
Know what? Just go ahead and put remake it up.
I don't
send
think
it
I can
for
edit
a half
it.
Hour. No, you can't. So because I tried that before. So this is what you do: is just set it up for the half hour. Make sure you have put in
what
2 hours.
Start a new show.
Yeah, at 6:30 because you can't, or 6:30 my time, because you can't reprogram it. You know what I mean, Jelly Bean?
I hate Blog Talk.
Well, it probably hates you too. I know, it hates me. Okay, so do that, and then we'll be back. We'll be back in 15 minutes, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's see. It's 9:30. It's scheduled time. Duration. Can't do 120 minutes, but I can do 90 minutes. I haven't hung up yet, so maybe in post I can download both of them, put them together, and re-upload it as one show. See, okay, she's already hung up, and I know this, so, but I haven't, so everything that I'm saying is still being recorded at this point in time. 119B.
Oh, hello? Sorry, I accidentally muted myself. Yeah, I accidentally muted myself. Let me see what I can do.
Anyway, I already got the screen up. I'm working on it here.
Oh, you did? Okay. My computer's so slow right now, so. Okay, so you're already recreating it or adding to it?
Yeah, hopefully it'll let us do that. But if it says you can only do one show a day, then, because I've run into that before, too, where they're like, oh, you can only do one show a day. I think her Monday's spreading. I think it's contagious. Go back and put in the Y's for the keyboard. I know. I screwed up. Why would any platform do anything less than a 30-minute show?
Okay.
What would
you
be
know
the purpose
I
in a 15-minute?
I have no idea, but. But I did that one time, but as soon as I posted it in the event page, that's when I caught the mistake, and I was able to correct it ASAP.
Right. Well, I didn't catch it in the event page like an idiot. Okay, so did it save it? Did it save?
I don't know. I'm going back to the studio. Let me see. See, because why are you still on the phone. So.
Yes, I understand it.
Oh, because it's only 10 minutes after. Okay.
Right, so we've got, we're going to take about a 12-minute break, and we'll be right back. Okay, I'll end this, hopefully everything will get started, and
you're
positive. We have an upcoming scheduled episode in 13 minutes. What do you want to do? Remind me 1 minute before showtime. That'll work. Okay. We'll be back.
Okay, bye.